From a biological point of view, Steve, it's really necessary to recognize that survival is really predicated on awareness. This is an important factor for all organisms. And in fact, awareness is the whole foundation that we score evolution by. So when we look at the tree of life, what we're really looking at is a sequence of animal or plant and evolution where each succeeding generation or new organism has a greater amount of awareness to it. Well, the significance then is that awareness becomes a fundamental element to help us survive the crises that we face right now. Well, what's interesting is there's a tremendous amount of new awareness coming in from the leading edge of science that's offering us new insights and new resolutions to the problems that we face. Unfortunately, under conventional situations, it takes a long time for this information to get out, and especially when it gets into the textbooks where the mass audience can read it. In fact, textbooks are generally 10 to 15 years behind the time. And unfortunately, we don't have the luxury of a generation or two to wait for this information to come out into the textbooks. So I'm really happy that we're taking this opportunity to provide this information to the public right now to get a head start, because it's necessary to incorporate this new awareness into our survival equation. So the first important thing then is we have to recognize that this new awareness is upon us, that leading edge science is offering this new information. And what's really interesting from my point of view, being a scientist and actually having gotten into the sciences as a way of avoiding the concept of spirituality, is that the new sciences are actually telling us the same story that spiritual teachers have been telling us for years and years and years. And what's interesting as we look at the current crisis that we're facing today, and recognizing there's so many new books and articles and shows and movies, etc., on the current crises. So what you might ask is, what are we offering that might be different than the conventional perspective that's already out there? Well, one of the interesting things is that most of these new works that are reviewing the current crisis in human civilization are really from focused points of view, such as those from politicians, economists, psychologists, and spiritual leaders. What's different about this work is that we're building a whole foundation of new understanding on leading edge science. So it's a much broader base than the focused topics like economy or politics. And so what we're going to be really touching on is information from the fields of cellular biology, from the new insights from evolutionary science and epigenetics, a new understanding of how genes are controlled by environment. And we'll also throw into the mix the importance of quantum physics and the insight it offers, as well as something very exciting called fractal mathematics or fractal geometry, which is really a beautiful new mathematics that reveals that as above, so below is not just a spiritual saying, but actually a scientific reality. So using all this new understanding and all this new edge science, as we might refer to it, we are recognizing, in fact, that the deterioration and the falling apart of civilization is not an accident. It's actually part of a larger grand scheme in the evolution of life on this planet. So the evolutionary shift we're about to face is not just a series of random events and accidents, but is actually part of a pathway. And the beautiful part about the new science, and especially the fractal geometry, it says not only how we got on this pathway and how we got to this point, but as we'll discuss in later conversation, how the same fractal mathematics can take us from the moment of now and show us a more successful resolution to allow us to get into the future. So we're facing this crisis in our survival of civilization, and it's not the first time this has happened. And in fact, what we really have to recognize is that civilization is somewhat redundant to the character of an individual human's life, in that civilizations are born, civilizations evolve toward a maturation period, and then inevitably civilizations succumb as new information and new cycles of awareness start to manifest themselves in a population. Perhaps we should go back to the work of historian Arnold Toynbee. Arnold Toynbee was a very influential sociologist and historian, and his work, A Study of History, really reveals how civilizations are very similar to living organisms that go through very precise and defined stages. Toynbee suggested that civilizations change because they're driven by patterns of challenges and responses. He says that challenges from the environment provoke a response in a society. And this is absolutely today's situation because, in fact, the biggest crises we face are environmental crises, and it is necessary for these challenges to be dealt with in a response by our society at this moment. Toynbee talked about that as these societies deal with these challenges, they begin to grow with momentum, and then at some point they reach equilibrium. And then a society after this equilibrium goes into a state that he called overbalance. And in this overbalance state, what he's saying is that the rigidity of a mature civilization doesn't really allow for a lot of change. However, once we start to have a rigid behavior, we actually start to experience new environmental challenges from that rigidity. So when a civilization's structures become so rigid and it can no longer adapt to the changing situation, it is at that point that there's a disruption of civilization, there's a disintegration of societal structure, and at that point, very excitingly, he refers to creative minorities arise. He talks to these creative minorities as the people in the group that start to recognize the challenges that are coming forward and are starting to offer us new insights, new awareness, new ways out of the problems, giving us the new responses that are necessary. He talks about, and this is what Toynbee is trying to emphasize, is that there are signs of when these civilizations come to an end. He calls it a societal disintegration. There's a sense of alienation within the population, that there's a great increase in mental illness. There's a very large increase in violent crime, social disruption, and surprisingly, an interest in religious cultism as societies start to begin to disintegrate. He refers to these symptoms as events that occur approximately from 1 to 3 decades before an anticipated change. So if we actually look at the current civilization and those issues about crime and violence and alienation, etc., we see that we are indeed really approaching what Toynbee would call a change of civilization. And so that we're looking forward to the creative minorities out there in the world to come forward at this time and offer us the insights and the new ideas to help us survive the challenges that we are currently facing. So we're in a state of what we might call a transition period, where the existing situation and its rigid structure is not allowing us to evolve. And in its consequence of that, it's beginning to deteriorate, but allowing then those creative minorities to come up and offer these new beliefs. So what we're really doing is finding out that we're in the throes of a new evolution, a new civilization is manifesting, a global civilization is manifesting.